Bonjour et tout le monde et bienvenue à l'épisode 56 de True to Size. Yo, what's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the crew at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Oui, oui, monsieur.
And Alvin Martinez.
Chaudeur.
What's up, boys? Happy French Day to everybody out there listening.
Happy French Day.
Today is the day that Quebec was... So I don't know. It's not a real thing.
It's actually Merdi.
It's Merdi.
Merdi today.
Happy Merdi to everybody. Yeah. We've got loads to talk about on this Merdi episode of True to Size with a ton of rumors in This Week in Kicks. We might as well just call it This Week in Rumors. Ooh. We have two soul polls.
Ooh.
And an actual fire round question that is the length of a fire round question.
Truth.
Thank you, Lion and a Pickaxe. We had a busy week in our sneaker lives, so previously in Kicks is booming, and we finished off the pod with a discussion on how we really feel about consignment and resale shops.
It's a straight facts, guy. Uh-huh.
But first, Joel.
Fire round.
That's good.
Yeah.
You were ready. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend of the show, Sneaker Life husband.
Aaron.
So his question, see, I told myself I was going to think about this last night and I didn't. So now I'm going to be stumped too. Have you guys ever passed up on acquiring a grail when it became available for purchase? If yes, how long after till you got a chance to purchase it again? So this is assuming that you had the chance to purchase it again. So while you think about it, his answer was, I passed on acquiring Bred Ones a couple months back. It would have been nice to add to the collection. Oh, he didn't even say he got it. So I guess he's still, it's open-ended. He has not got them back yet. Yeah, I've passed on grails a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hella.
I can't think of a time specifically when I passed and then
tons of times
later I was able to get it. But definitely, I think it was actually Dante said in his three sneaker heading essentials, one of them was patience.
Yeah
That's very correct.
Facts.
Like I think with this kind of situation, you got to have like a price in your mind, and then you got to stick to that price pretty firmly, and you got to make people come to you, not go to them.
Facts.
What was the last grail you guys passed on? Can you think of anything specifically? Stuff that's come up where people have messaged you and you've been like, oh, I just can't right now.
There's been a few. Well, I could have gotten the Atmos for retail, but for that.
I'm sorry, what?
The Atmos. No, not recently. Like when they dropped.
Which Atmos?
The Atmos ones.
The regular elephant. Atmos one.
The regular elephant.
For retail.
Ones. Well, if I lined up with.
Okay.
But I nope. Kyle was just born.
Oh, yeah.
No way I was leaving.
Mm.
Like, money wasn't where it needed to be.
Yeah.
What else? That was the most recent. Well, I guess the Sean Wotherspoons, but...
And then you got them, though.
Got them.
Patience is key.
That's your answer to his question, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
What about you, Joel? Can you think of something recently? I mean, you just got a grail quality pickup recently.
Oh, yeah. Definitely,
but
definitely.
What about before that? You remember something you've passed on?
I can remember with the 07 drop of the Atmos Elephants.
Yeah.
My connect at Livestock at that time.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, I got your size. Come by the shop.
Damn.
Bring cash. And I was like, dude, I'm saving for a wedding.
Oh, man.
Like, I can't. Like, you know what I mean? I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Right? So, and it was during... Like, you know, the whole, you know, wedding thing when I got married back in 07. So it's like, I just couldn't pull the trigger.
Damn.
And then I eventually came across them many, many years later.
Yeah, you did end up getting them. Yeah.
I ended up getting the 07s. Mm-hmm. And it was just by fluke. Like somebody had posted it up on Facebook in one of the groups, and somebody tagged me. It was my size. Somebody tagged me. And I hit the guy up and we talked numbers, and you know, worked boom, it out. It happened. So
sick.
Yeah, man. This was one of those things you can just cross off the grill list.
Yeah, it feels so good.
Yeah, man.
Damn, you were saving for a wedding in 07?
Yeah, dude.
I was saving for, like, the Ottawa grade 7 trip
in 07. Yeah, I'm hella old.
What the hell was I doing in 07?
Yeah, I was like...
You know, bro.
Oh, no, I think I was in high school. Actually, no. I don't know, man. How old was I? I was 15. So, yeah, I was in high school.
I was working at Walmart stuff.
True, 07. True.
Yeah.
We should do that just every episode. We'll just... What were you doing in this year?
Oh, that's
I was in grade 10. I had long hair. And I was probably wearing DCs.
True.
I can't think of anything I've passed on. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people, I don't know if you guys get the same thing, but we get hit up a lot with, hey, I have this in your size. Do you want it? Yeah. And it's really tough when a lot of people are coming at you with, yo, I have this in your size. I heard on the pod or I saw you post that you wanted it. Yeah. I have it for X price. Do you want them? And it's like... Oh, I can't. Like, you can't say yes to everything. And, like, you kind of have to have your priorities straight.
Yeah.
Or you could get into a lot of trouble very quickly.
So I have a really
Oh, you have a story. There we go. So I sparked something.
Here we go.
So the homie MD Kovacs.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Matt.
But you just got
from
stuff
Jersey.
From him.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Hold on.
Oh,
hold on.
No.
He hit me up. So it was around the time where the whole Sean Wotherspoon thing was going down with the good, very good friend, our brother. Netmeg.
Yep.
True.
He DMs me and he's like, yo, I got the frag ones for you.
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah. And yo, real talk, like his price wasn't even that crazy. had I not had the Sean's on my plate,
you probably would have tried.
I probably would have purchased the frags.
Dang.
Wow.
What?
But I, at the same time, though, they were the frags. And I was like, dude, make your money,
yeah,
man.
Get your money.
Like, get your
real.
Money out, yeah, dog. Yeah. Like, as much as I appreciated, like, his like, sentiment and, like, how dope he was trying to be with me, like, I also felt bad because I was like, man, like, the amount of money
you're losing. You're giving away free money.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, this is, like, a grail shoe for a lot of people. And you can get grail money.
Mm-hmm. For top tier right there.
Yeah.
For real.
And he was nice enough to be like, yo, listen, we can work something out. I'm like,
oh, wow.
I was like, dude.
When they make it even harder on you.
He was making it. Like, I was like, yo, I literally messaged him. I'm like, yo, can you just give me a day to think about this?
Yeah.
Let me think on it. Like, let me just
let
try
me go
to
stand face first in a corner.
Yeah. Or let me go stop some cars in the corner over there and ask if they want to have some fun or something. Like I was like, man. But yeah, no, unfortunately, I wasn't able to attain them. But I think he got some good, like, Air Maxes. He's been copping some nice stuff recently. So hopefully he got a good sale out of them. Yeah. But yeah, that was a pretty recent
Damn,
one.
Damn, that's some crazy generosity. Yo,
yeah.
MD Kovacs. Mike, his name is Mike.
Matt,
sorry. Matt, if you're ever up here, let us know. You will definitely be welcome on the pod anytime.
For sure.
And if we're ever in there, we expect to sleep on your couch. is he Filipino? Because that's some Filipino-Canadian niceness.
No, man.
There.
He's he's not Kovacs. His last name's Kovacs.
I don't know, man. Y'all Filipinos got some weird last names. I don't know.
It's not even Spanish.
Kovacs, yeah. It's short form.
It's
yeah.
Kovacson.
But yeah, no, he's
Matthew Kovacson.
He's crazy.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Well, we'll see if he sells them. Maybe in a year, he'll hit you up again and be like, yo, I actually never ended up moving them.
No.
Oh, my God, no.
That was a fun question. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round, like Sneaker Life Husband Aaron, and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. I've messed up that line like 3 weeks in a row.
You're fine.
I'm proud of it. I got it right this time.
You did wicked.
Next up, we have the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Super cute.
Very cute. First, we'll start with at Joe Dooney. What do you got?
Yo. So my pick was the A6 Hypergel Lite. It looks like nice, a few coins. Yeah. So, so that's why I picked them because they look like the a few coins. but yeah, man, that's like another
like
grill. Yeah, it's another grill collabo right there. But yeah, so it seems like, New Balance and ASICS are dropping these like like light versions of, yeah, like, you know what I mean?
It's like a 997 commuter version.
Yeah. And it's dope, man. Like, you know, with the price tag they slap on them too. But with the A6, the Hypergel lights, it's, from what I've read, it's like their gel light, the original released back in 87, and this is pretty much like a tweak to it.
Yeah.
And it drops in that, like I said, that koi colorway from a few, that store out in Europe. So, but yeah, man, these drop, I don't know, there's not even a date yet.
Yeah, I don't see a, I didn't see a date either. Yeah.
But it goes for $110 US. But yeah, it's pretty dope. It's that red with the white. It's sort of like an Air Max OG, OG red color. Vibes. Yeah.
That marble outsole is
pretty
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks almost like, if you look closely, it looks like it's like a boost cushioning kind of system going on in there. Man. Like, it's not a regular rubber or like Phylon or anything like that. Like, yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's very boost looking.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely look better on foot, I think, though.
Oh, definitely.
Because those just like product shots of them are not very flattering, no. to be honest.
But when they're on foot.
But on foot is a completely different story. When I post these on Instagram with the CGS pics, I will definitely post the on foot because I don't want people to think like Joel just chose this, like, winners looking A6. Speaking of winners, Alvin, go ahead.
So,
Joel, how do you rate them? Sorry.
I rate them as a scoop. Ooh, if a scoop-y I ever come scoop. Across scoop the whoop.
Yeah. Speaking of whoops, Alvin, go ahead.
Scoop the whoops. So, I picked the women's Nike Cortez floral pack. The floral print itself is pretty dope, and they've definitely incorporated like some mini swooshes in that. Mm-hmm. There is currently it's like a yellow color, if I'm not mistaken, with like mustard. Some red. Mustard. Yeah, it's like a mustard canary. Yellow. There's like a black and white with like a touch of gray, like some accents.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Bless and you. Then there's also a white with like hints of pink.
It's very tropical.
Yeah.
Floral.
And then they all have like a corresponding pin that acts like a lace lock on the front.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
It's honestly, man, it's a dope shoe. What got me was when you look closer into the like the floral print, there's swooshes in it.
Swooshes all over.
And you don't see that from afar. It's kind of hidden. My personal favorite is the yellow pair or the mustard.
Really? Pair. I think I like the white.
The white's dope too, but man,
the yellow
is like
very,
it's like a canvas. Yeah. At least it looks like a canvas, and that white's not good with me. Kai's gonna step on it.
Yeah, you're right.
She's gonna spill some chocolate milk on
something,
it. Something
the most stainy
ketchup.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like pasta sauce.
So I'm gonna stay away from the white for now. But really, really, really dope. The mini sushis in the pattern got me. The pin got me. The insoles. Yeah. That matched the pattern on the outside.
Yeah.
Got me like crazy really detail. Really dope concept.
Well executed.
Very well executed. If these come in at 12.5, I mean,
done.
This is a good summer shoe. Thing.
Oh, it's a dope summer shoe.
It's a good Florida shoe.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Whoa.
So for these are definitely a scoop if we find them in a big lady size. Big lady.
Seems like it would be an outlet shoe potentially too.
I would hope so.
That's good.
Yeah. I would hope so.
Most of the Cortez recently have been.
But I don't know about these, man. Like they're just it's dope for summer, like you said. And I feel like the
it's
ladies
like some
are gonna
no
watch
shows
this.
And yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But these are dope. They're $90 USD. So
like 110, 120 Canadian.
Yeah. So yeah, man. I would say they're a scoop if they had my size, but if not, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at that.
So speaking at mad at, my pick is the Nike Zoom LeBron 3 Quick Strike SVSM St. Vincent St. Mary home colorway. So right off the bat, I'm not a LeBron fan. I don't like LeBron James at all. I think he sucks a lot. But this shoe is cool. Like even the LeBron 3, I'm not the biggest fan of. But the SVSM St. Vincent St. Mary colorway is just like money. Like it's that literally, it's money
literally,
green.
Yeah,
money green with accents of gold. Like these are leprechaun-tastic, and I really like the blocking on it. It's mostly white upper, which again I usually don't go for. But the hits of green on like the heel and the toe with like the gold accents on the eyelets and the midsole just set it off. And these are really clean. Like, even when the Zoom Generation SVSM came out, whatever, last year, I think it was, I was very tempted to buy those as well because just, I don't know, something about this colorway. And I also hate the Boston Celtics, and this is a very Boston-ish colorway too. I don't know, man. What is going on with me right now?
You're changing, Lawrence.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I'm just tired and it's a Tuesday. I don't know. but these are cute. I definitely probably wouldn't buy it, but I would wear it. Does that make sense? But yeah, there's no release date. It's just spring 2019-ish. Mm. I would assume probably towards the end of the season because he's doing all that LeBron watch stuff right now.
Oh, yeah.
But retail is $175. I think that'll come to around 6 or 7 million Canadian.
So, yeah, something like that.
Get your pockets ready.
Yeah.
Next up.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
Always ready.
No, not
always
for
always ready. Born ready. next up. You're ready for the Cortez.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Next up for the third time, this week in this week in kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. We've got a. This is pretty fun. This is going to be a good one. So first up, something that most of the sneaker world and many Cole fans saw is J. Cole going to Puma.
I think it's a thing now, man.
It sure looks like it. So over the weekend, actually might have been yesterday, but it was over the weekend, we'll say, Usain Bolt, who is probably Puma's biggest athlete right now, one of the biggest athletes still in the world, posted a photo on Instagram at like some sort of Puma event somewhere with a group of individuals on stage. Most of them are athletes, including J. Cole, obviously not an athlete, judging by that. Not dunk at the All-Star game with the caption Puma family. So that obviously intrigued a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It would make sense because Puma has been signing lots of different, hip hop, R&B, urban, quote unquote.
Well, they artists. Got Sean, Sean, no?
Big Sean.
Big Sean. Yeah.
And they've and got they the Weeknd.
They also had Nipsey too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did.
And also Rihanna and Fenty. Mm. So that was a really big one as well. True, they like the Weeknd and Rihanna's Fenty line like popped off. Like those were crazy. So obviously rumors are swirling that it's possibly just maybe he's doing a company event or he signed on for a show, like a Puma collab show. There's no way to know for certain, but I would assume since the rumors are starting to swirl that he signed, that if something was going to come up officially, it would be pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would definitely could see him getting his own shoe. I
mean,
if they gave one to Big Sean.
Man,
oh, man. Come on.
If they give a shoe a shoe and apparel collection to Big Sean, they better give, I don't even know, to J. Cole.
Yeah, man.
I have to say I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, we got some DMs about it.
Some people replied. They were also
Ahmad,
disappointed.
80444.
Yep.
Yeah.
Please, no. he said, need to sign. Nike needs to sign Cole.
Facts. Yeah, give him whatever they have to.
Yeah. And then we got CB88, a.k.a. Cat. Weak. I'm actually disappointed.
For real, though. And I don't think it's anything against Puma, because both of those guys have a respect for a lot of versatility. Mm. It's just... It's J. Cole.
J. Cole.
Yeah.
When do you not see him in a pair of Jordan
1s? It's like when Kendrick was Chicago with Reebok. It just didn't make sense.
Yeah. And then he's now back with Nike.
Now he's with Nike and he has his Cortez line and it's just like always right with the world. Like J. Cole belongs with like Nike Sportswear or Jordan Brand. Like throwback to friggin' Forest Hills Drive where he's wearing the, Carmine 1s on the cover.
Yeah.
Like,
come
on. You can't, like, it's just, I don't know.
But even with everything, man, like.
He's very swoosh heavy.
He's from Charlotte, no?
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's it. We'll see. Hopefully, like I said, nothing against Puma at all because I'm sure they would come up with something
but like,
very smart and they would come out with some fire.
For J. Cole's case, though.
It's close.
If he's making that money.
Get your bag, bro.
The end of the day,
get your bag.
It's like a 2-year contract, softer things. Like, make that money and then come back to Jordan after 2 years. Like,
the thing is that
Puma come back to Nike.
Nike and Jordan will let them sign with somebody else.
Yeah.
And then when they're done, they'll be like, you had your fun. Let's come back. Come back to Papa now.
Stop fucking around. Let's go.
Stop being stupid. Like, come on, let's do an Air Max. Like,
That was pretty boring.
How many Puma suedes did you do? Anyways, we said nothing against Puma and then we just bashed them. Next up, are we getting a Jordan 3 Fragment.
Ooh.
I hope so. So over the weekend, again, head designer at Fragment, Hiroshi Fujiwara.
Fujiwara
was spotted wearing a never-before-seen Air Jordan 3 with Fragment branding.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that the entire world saw them, because that's all I saw on my timeline for 2 days. So it's basically a very supple-looking white leather upper.
Yeah.
Hits a blue, black leather instead of elephant print, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Fragment Lightning logo is like embossed on that leather. That and it's got obviously the blue, the royal blue hits, and then a Nike Air heel tab.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take a breath for a second. I don't know if we're ready for this. Like, we just got rid of Off-White and Sean Witherspoon and all that hype, and now we're Fragment's back.
Fragment needs to come back. It only came out with the one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I came out with like some low-cut blazers too.
There's some dunks a long time ago.
Yeah. Men crazy though.
Here and there. Yeah.
It was never like a Off-White.
Yeah. They never threw the level. Fault at him. Yeah. Mm.
So, I mean, it'd be pretty cool to
see these come out. I mean, they got a lot of hate. I don't know. Did we post them? I don't know. I think I might have posted them on my story. And like, I got a replies. Like, people didn't like it. Like, I saw a lot of comments on blogs and stuff. Like, people weren't feeling it. But.
Mm.
I think they're cool.
Yeah.
I think they're really, like, leather instead of the elephant is like super premium looking.
Yeah.
Like, it gives me Cyber Monday 3 vibes, which
Was
very clean. I like that shoe a lot. I should probably wear it soon. I like that shoe a lot, actually. But yeah, are we ready for Fragment to come back?
Because
I think they're due, to be honest.
Probably.
It just seems like we're coming around the turn now and it's Fragment's turn to come back.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Would you like to see them give him a bunch of stuff? Like you said, you think... No.
Just this, and then give him another year, maybe two, and then...
I feel like they should have gave Virgil the same treatment they gave Hiroshi. Like, they shouldn't have thrown the vault at Virgil and let him, like, completely bastardize an entire 10 different shoes.
Yeah. And
they should have given him, here's a dunk, 4 years later. Here's a one, 4 years later. Here's a whatever, court low or whatever they gave him.
Mm.
I think that makes it more special, and I think it gives you more time to... recoup.
Yeah.
And then make people look forward to it, right? Like, I don't know.
That's true.
We'll see, though. I don't know if I'm ready for a Fragment return yet. Like, we need a little bit of time of just... I need a lull.
There's no such thing, man.
We need to hit a valley before we go back to the peaks.
Mm-hmm. There's no such thing, bro. There's always something. Unfortunately.
Well, speaking of always something, and speaking of Off-White... is there an Off-White dunk on the way? You guys hear about this?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
So obviously the 10 is now suddenly gone into oblivion.
Yeah.
Sneaker leaker extraordinaire, Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
He also disappeared for a while, speaking of disappearing. said we're going to see 3 different iterations of a Nike Dunk Low from Virgil Abloh. Rumored to release in the fall.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't know if I want this. I do know. I don't want this. Mm. It looks like just by the color codes, if this is a real thing, there was like a Michigan one.
Mm.
There was like a white and green. And I think that there was like a Syracuse, almost like reddish or maybe UNLV, like red and gray. Mm. Yeah, I don't think I want this to happen. Mm. What do you think, Joel?
I don't know, man.
Everyone's just like rubbing their head.
I know.
Like, come on.
I'm tired of it already. You know what I mean? So...
Give Hiroshi a dunk.
Yeah, man.
Like, give him another dunk. Like the Fragment dunks, the pink with the yellow, the highs. Oh, man, those I love that shoe.
Yeah.
Those are so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying, like, Virgil's a genius. Like, he's clearly very creative, but just like beating a dead horse.
That's
like,
what
it's been
man.
Dead for a year and they're still hitting it with a bat.
About to be Casper over here. To be a ghost.
And they'll still try and beat it. Like the Ghostbusters are going to come in. And they're going to beat it. But yeah. Set to release this fall, apparently. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what there is in store for that.
Yeah.
Meh. I think meh.
Yeah.
We'll ask our followers. We'll ask the community what they think. If they're meh or if they're like, do you think it'll help dunks? Do you think it'll propel dunks even more?
No.
I think it might make it hype again.
I think so too, man.
It'll bring
like
it
even Travis's little foray into them for a while. Like they shot up like crazy. Mm. Like NetMag posts about it all the time. How they've skyrocketed.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even when Virgil started wearing dunks, like it also it was Virgil and Travis at the same time started wearing them, and they started to creep up. Even just GR like Nike Sportswear dunks.
Yeah.
We'll see, man. Like I said, I hope not, because they're so easy to get right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to put in effort to get shoes I like. So potentially the biggest news that no one's really talking about in the shoe world is Beyonce is signing with Adidas.
Bae.
Queen Bae. They signed a I almost made it. See, I was so close.
No one would have noticed.
I noticed, though. So the two signed a multi-year deal that will include a signature line of footwear and apparel.
True.
Obviously, we're here for the shoes. Mm-hmm. But I think that's pretty huge.
It is.
For Adidas, hell yeah. For both, I would say.
For both, for sure. Like, she's never really had any, surprisingly, because of her stature, never really had anything like that. Facts. That I can remember. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she had a clothing line, IG part.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So. Yeah.
But that wasn't even that big.
That's about, she had, was Dairy on her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that was crap.
It was like velour suits. And
Yeah. And the shoes. I remember the shoes were sold at Foot Locker. Those were poo.
Oh, yeah.
Those things flew, though. Oh, yeah, she had Darion. I forgot about that. Yeah. I don't know if that was all her, though. I think that was like a... I don't know what that was, to be honest. Those sucked. That was when Baby Fat was cool, too. Remember those Baby Fats?
Oh, the Baby Fat, like shell toes?
The Baby Fats and the Darions we used to sell at Foot Locker. They came in like pink boxes, and they had glitter on them. Yeah. Oh, man. The best. I could sell those things in my sleep, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, it's kind of surprising that she hasn't had anything to this stature up until this point, because she's been one of the biggest stars, female stars, not just stars actually, in the world for years now. And isn't Hove with Puma?
Yeah.
That's
sort of
right,
but he's not like, because like he's always exclusive. Seen in like Nikes and shit too, like, you know what I mean? So
I think it's one of those situations where he's had collabs with them, but he's not signed to them.
Yeah. Smart guy.
Very smart guy. That's what Sean should have done. Sean Witherspoon.
Yeah.
He done goofed, apparently. But yeah, so the question that arises in our first soul poll, could Beyonce create a women's line just as powerful as Adidas' Yeezy line? I think it's an intriguing question. Very intriguing, to be honest, because like I said, she's huge. And she kind of touches on not just sneakerheads, which Kanye is obviously fashion, sneakers, like rap, I guess you could throw in there. But like, think about Beyonce's following. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, everybody. And I think,
copper shoes, dog. Like,
yeah, man.
But Hypebeast over that for sure.
All the women 100%. In the world. All the single ladies.
Yo, who run the world for real, though?
All the single ladies.
Who run the world for real, though?
All the single ladies.
Who run the world?
Crazy.
Sorry, one second. I'm looking for a question.
There's a lot of comments about that one.
We got a lot of messages.
A lot.
The soul poll was popping off. So it was actually from Rushy Grant 19.
Rushy.
Good friend of the show. He said, I do personally think it's an entirely different demographic, but B has way more pull, not just in the world we circulate in, which makes sense. Like, we're kind of in a bubble, but we're trying to think broader. Like, obviously, Beyonce is just globally huge.
Oh, yeah.
Sneaker super. And streetwear huge. So he said, the way I see it, Ye can move resale numbers and sell out 3 size ones at livestock and stores of the like, which makes sense. Yeah, he's selling out boutique numbers, but Beyonce can sell apparel and footwear in thousands of stores for an average prices for regular people, which do large numbers, than guys stacking piles of 700s, which is big facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Yeezy is selling a million pairs of 350s for 300 rather than Beyonce selling 10 million sweaters for 100, like, I mean, that's kind of self-explanatory. What's making more money? Mm-hmm. So it kind of just, I guess, depends on what kind of context you put. Is Beyonce going to be bigger or as powerful as Yeezy? But my vote, I think she could get there, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys? Yeah?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
I feel like she'll have more, because not a lot of people think she's crazy. True. So it's just like, I don't know. I feel like with all the, I mean, obviously it's Kanye and everyone's going to want his stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But because B is less controversial in a way.
Yeah.
It'll be easier for those non-sneakerhead people to
100%.
Hop on her bandwagon kind of thing, you know? So I definitely believe that she is more than capable of doing something like that. Mm-hmm. It's just, it depends on what she does and like what shoe she uses.
Yeah, it depends on like the rollout. If
it can appeal to the masses.
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean? So, it would have to be, I would think, one of those for sure. Like something you find at Winners or at like, I don't know, any other big, like
the Bay. Base style. You know what I mean? Yeah, like make exactly. it her thing and then that's when it's going to be.
Yeah. Crazy. Like if you see it at the Bay or something like that, no pun intended. But like that's where I could see it like blowing Yeezy numbers out of the water because like if you're selling a whole collection year round rather than 5, 6, 7 pairs of 350s or 700s a year.
And it's going to be an apparel too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's apparel. It's going to be just a bunch of inline stuff is what I'm imagining. Yeah. I don't imagine her having sneaker drops and like lineups and exclusive stuff. Like I would imagine it being readily available, big collections. And just wherever you go, you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so what do you guys think the soul poll was looking like?
50-50, man.
You think 50-50?
Yeah. I don't know. Our demographic seems to be kind of young, so.
It's kind of broadened. Yeah. It's broadened a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. The soul poll surprised me a lot.
It does.
Yeah, for the most
part. It does.
It'll go the complete opposite way of what I think it's going to be. So
agreed.
We'll see what happens.
So you say 50-50.
Yeah.
That's like a 50% chance of rain. That just means you don't know. What about you, Joel?
I don't know. I'm probably going to lean towards like the Beyonce side.
You think that she can do it?
Yeah.
Our followers will think that she can do it?
Yeah.
So with 58% of the votes, so it was relatively close. 105 people think that it can't touch the Yeezy line.
Ooh.
Cannot touch cannot the Yeezy. Not even threaten so
it was 50-50.
Huh? That's a pretty big... It's 58-42.
Yeah.
50-50, bro.
Pretty close, but I don't know. I'm surprised that many people think Beyonce's pull isn't that strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a queen, bro.
She's pretty strong.
Yeah. She a queen stall.
You don't know Beyonce, dog? Like,
apparently they don't. They're thinking of it in the small scope. That's why. Yeah, I think anyone voting no.
It's not just a sneakerhead thing. Yeah.
They're thinking in our little bubble of a world.
Yeah.
Which is in our culture, which makes sense. But you gotta, if you think broader, like there's no way she doesn't get close to it. Yeah. Next up, we are going to rewind into previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. So it's been a busy week. For us,
it's an amazing
and week. It's going to be an even busier week next week.
Let's get it.
It's been a busy year, let's be real. But we got a couple care packages from a couple different brands. All three of us actually got blessed.
Love
each
y'all.
One.
Yeah.
So, Alvin, why don't you tell them what you picked up yesterday or what you were hand delivered yesterday?
So, yesterday, I met up with the good friends at Nike Toronto and we were. Oh, so kindly blessed with an outfit, matching outfits, so we can all be a B-boy crew, essentially.
That's it. We're ready.
Boy band, you know, whatever we decide to do with them. But crazy generous. We got some dope socks, like dope crew socks. They're kind of like...
They're gray.
They're gray.
They're gray crew
Lawrence's
socks.
Lawrence's favorite crew gray. Sock color.
I'm excited.
They gave us like some dope navy blue, like... MC Hammer kind of fitting pants.
MC Hammer.
Mad comfy, bro. It's
they
like,
look
got like
cool,
a,
man.
Got like a drop crotch. Yeah, it's got that jogger like
cuff
on the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's got NSW
that
on
embroidered.
Oh, so dope.
Yeah.
And then we were also blessed.
It's a big package.
With oh man, I gotta keep going. So socks, pants. We were also blessed with a Pata t-shirt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The publicity one.
Woo-hoo.
So cool.
Such a sick t-shirt. Dry fit perfect. Like it's beautiful. We also got a fanny pack, Air Max fanny pack, all black with a pink swoosh.
The kids call them waist bags.
Fanny pack. Fanny pack is the real name for it. Y'all need to realize that. And then we got a dope like hoodie jacket. That makes you kind of look like a ninja.
That's a good description. Hoodie jacket.
It's kind of because it's a hoodie, but
it's a jacket.
Thick.
Yeah,
and it's definitely Nike sportswear because it's like fancy in a way.
It's very fancy. It looks like it could almost be Nike Lab. Like it's very out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Ninja vibes. AF.
Hear that? Yeah, it's crazy ninja vibes.
Yeah,
and then the final piece, the Resistance, was a what would you say? It's a running hat.
Yeah, it's like a dry
like
fit.
A biker, like a biking hat.
It's a dry fit, like a 5-panel running hat.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got Air Max. And it matches the Have Air
have
Max.
Have a Nike Day.
Have a Nike Day. Day. It's
from the pack. Yeah.
Very dope. Very, very, very dope. So thank you, Nike Toronto, for that.
Take a
that
breath. Was crazy. That's a lot of stuff.
That was crazy.
Beautiful.
And each of us got that same package.
Yeah.
In a nice orange Nike bag.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Thank you. Thank you.
So generous.
So fun.
Thank you.
Joel was actually delivered with these a little bit late. But all three of us got these again. Joel, what did you get today?
That we all got 990 New Balance 990 version 5s.
Yo.
Ultimate dad shoe.
Ultimate
mm-hmm. dad shoe.
What do they say? Worn by models in Park, Yorkville. And then, and dads in Parkdale or something.
We're gonna say Milton. Dads in Milton.
Say Milton. Yeah.
Dads in Milton. But yeah, man, it's just plush and I haven't worn them yet.
Cause you got them an hour ago.
Cause I just got them like, you know, an hour ago. But yeah, so yeah, man. But thank you so much, New Balance Canada. Shout out to you guys for lacing everybody up.
Yeah.
So thank you again. Thank you.
I mean, there's a review on CanadaGotSold.ca.
Yeah. Yeah. Check that.
But we could tell you guys right now, like, quality is on point.
Incredible. For a couple of guys who aren't super into New Balance per se, compared to a lot of the people who we're friends with,
like Kelso or Wraps and Straps.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. Like, these are nuts. Like, we're not used to this kind of super high quality, super plush Nubuck. Like, stitching is on point. Comfort is crazy.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, shape is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, man, really good shoe. And they did a huge push on them. So they're available at a lot of places, which is good.
Pretty sure New Balance, like the website has them, NewBalance.ca.
NewBalance.ca.
If you go to the stores.
Stop. I think that Exclusivity. I think that
Foot Locker. Them the other day.
Wow,
yeah.
Nice.
Like, everywhere got them. Yeah. They're doing a big push with this shoe and it's definitely worth it. Like, they did a really good job. I wore mine 4 days straight.
They're comfy.
I don't do that often.
They're stupid
crazy,
comfy.
Crazy.
I wore them today. I wore them yesterday. I wore them Sunday and I wore them, Saturday, the day after I got them. Yeah.
It's legit.
4 days straight.
Yep. Comfy shoe.
Very rare.
Very rare.
Truth.
I don't usually do that.
It's rare just to have one pair in a rotation for 4 days. That's almost a week.
That is almost a week. I might, maybe I'll go a week. Who knows? We'll see.
Let's go.
Maybe by the time this drops, I'll still be wearing them. You never know. Mm-hmm. next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. This is a long one, actually. We got a bunch. So we are pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we will let the world know that we goofed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, a pretty lengthy list of mistakes and messages this week. Mm-hmm. So first up from, once again, Rushy Grant. Rushy. He says, good stuff last week, especially El Doggy and his tears topic. He liked that. It's hilariously on point for me personally. I not only have a list of my shoes to purchase segmented in the actual tiers he mentioned, and he says Outlet, GR, Step Up, and Grails, which the exact four tiers that I have in my mind. Mm-hmm. But my house is on the market right now, and I actually have all my shoes separated in the same way. Which is a little bit OD, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would do that. Rushi, you might have a problem.
I respect you for that.
Yeah.
But you do you, bro. That's very cool that others the same way as us. That's why we're doing this, because we have a lot of like-minded individuals in the world.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Next up, our good friend PZCP4.
Seen that.
He said, yo, episode 54, you guys were talking about Nike missing Air Max Day. He said they're saving the ideas and energy for the biggest anniversary next year of the Air Max 90, the infrared. Adds in an error there. and the infrared on the Air Max Madness tournament picture for the infrared 90 was labeled as the 2015, but the shoe in the picture was the 2012 with the vintage midsole.
Yeah.
So once again, PZ, you have too much time on your hands. second of all, it wasn't us anyways. Send all EEEs for Air Max Madness to Josh.
That's JB Goldstock on Instagram.
Fill him up with EEEs. next up, well, lots of good friends of the show. Heads Ain't Ready sent us a message in regards to our Grail discussion last
week.
He says, a Grail to me is something that is virtually impossible to obtain, as in money alone can't buy it, which is facts. You have to hunt and get very lucky. He says, it happened to me and I sold them because I realized I didn't need them, but it's still my Grail. I don't have another, and I'm not looking for one because I don't expect to find another. I don't know if I could do that. I don't think I could. No. Like, once I have it, I don't know.
And then sell it.
Yeah. We might have to have him on and explain a little bit more.
Man. Yeah, he's got to come back.
Because that's confusing to me, but that's maybe just I can't wrap my head around getting rid of a grail. Mm-hmm. Especially my number one. Just because he said, I realized I didn't need it. What?
But how do you not...
How do you not need shoes, bro?
But if it's still your grail...
I don't know.
Don't you still want it?
Maybe it was just too expensive or worth too much. And he's like, honestly, the money makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah. I hear it.
Maybe, see that.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah. See that? Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to this, John, which you obviously are, let us know. Give us a deeper dive.
Let us know. Let us know when you're free.
Yeah.
you can let everybody know.
And last up is from Dylon. I guess it's Dylon. WWW. I think this is formerly Low Key Sneakers out in Vancouver. I could be wrong. He says, hey guys, I was just listening to episode 54. I think a lot of people listen to the episodes later in the week.
Yes.
Yeah, which I didn't realize. And I have an EEE submission. When L Doggy was, apparently I have a lot of mistakes. When L Doggy was talking about his Mars landing pickup, he said the bottom of the outsole is just silver and you guys felt that Nike could add more details to the shoe. Well, I'd like to point out that if you look closely, the bottom is semi-transparent and you can see the Rover tread marks printed underneath. Don't forget the inner collar and lining has the Mars surface graphic printed on it, and it does, and so does the insole. This was a surprise release that nobody expected and definitely a sleeper. I can agree with that. It also holds a special place because it was my first sneakers app W, so I may be biased, he says. I still think that they were... I didn't think they sucked. I just think that they were not comparable to the moon landing, the first one. Even down to not having a lunar outsole. Like, that was just... That was a miss. Mm-hmm. They should have made it the exact same. Mm-hmm. But congrats on your sneakers app W.
Yeah, yeah,
love to know what that feels like one day.
One day.
That is it for EEE. We are now on to NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we are going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this week, the topic comes from none other than Alvin Martinez sitting across the table from me. I will set the timer and you will start your question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
We were talking about fried chicken upstairs because we had it for dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite fried chicken spot?
Ooh. In Orlando, there's a place called Chicken Guy, and it's Guy Fieri.
Okay,
chicken restaurant, and it is fucking incredible. Oh, okay. Tied with Chick-fil-A.
Oh, nice.
I still have to try both.
Yeah. What about you guys? Filipino fried chicken? Does that just win?
Yo, real talk. Hold on. This is Waterfront Deli. Uh huh. It's a dirty ass place.
Yeah.
But makes
those are usually the best ones.
Makes fried chicken like mom's, yo. Like Filipino fried chicken, which is just salt and it's fried perfectly.
Yeah.
You eat that with rice, you're blessed.
Joel, quickly go. Favorite fried chicken.
Dirty Bird T.O.
Oh.
Shout out.
Damn, we're not getting chicken anymore.
Sorry, Josh.
Joel's the only one getting chicken. Yeah, listen. On. So, Josh, we're put on the spot, Josh. I didn't mean it. that's chicken and waffles. It's fried chicken. Yeah.
It's still fried chicken, though. Yeah, you're right. You got it in there.
Joel knows how to kiss up. Okay, yeah. I see you.
Yo, but I hear you, Queer Joel. That boneless chicken on top of that thing with amazing. The Dirty Bird sauce. With the syrup?
With some maple syrup.
Yeah, we got to go there this week, dog.
We got to record an episode of Dirty Bird. Josh, set it up.
Let's do it.
Next up, we got the promos for the week. First up is the YYC Soldiers Sneaker Swap number 5 taking place in Calgary at the Chinese Culture Center. The YYC Soldiers are very good friends of the show.
Sure.
So if you're in the area on May 25th from 12 to 5, please stop by. Tickets are available now. Mm-hmm. Next up, by the time you listen to this, it might be over, but if you listen to this on Saturday, please enter real quick. We got a giveaway with Groovy Shoes in Toronto. So we're giving away a free.
Ooh.
How many 99s? Free 99s. free pair of Clot. First of all, collaboration. Clot.
Yeah.
Converse.
Yeah.
Clot.
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 Blood.
Converse. No way. free pair of shoes. You don't get nothing in life is free except for these shoes. Yeah. So please enter the giveaway on our page.
There aren't that many entries, guys.
Surprisingly,
53 entries.
The odds are in people's favor right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, on the Canada Goal Post.
A 1 in 50 chance at winning a free pair of shoes is pretty good.
You're laughing.
Like, I wish I could enter. Not that I
Hold on, let's see what how many... Oh, you know what? There's 105 posts or entries.
On between both?
Between both.
That's still a good percentage.
That's,
good.
That's pretty good, though.
You and your girl both enter, that's 2%. Yeah. And you didn't do anything except for follow us. But you were doing that anyways.
And it's for a dope pair.
I like this shoe, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, if
the highs are dope.
If no one wins... and you know, like, they don't claim their prize because we forgot to DM them.
Oh, true.
And the shipping address just happens to be mine. And I wouldn't complain. These are cool.
Yeah.
Last up, another sneaker event, Soul Exchange Canada.
That's coming up
very good. Yeah, very soon. So it's April 27th. So by the time you listen to this, it's 2 weeks away. Taking place at the Metro Toronto Convention Center. That's a big Mon venue.
Huge. A big Mon thing.
Big Mon venue. From 12 to 6. So I believe vendor tables are still available. And
I think they're sold out.
Really?
Ooh. Y'all slept.
As of recently?
As of a couple days ago.
Ooh, wow. You slept, bro. You should have, when you heard it on here first, you should have bought a vendor table. But obviously, tickets to the event are still available. So just hold a couple pairs in your hand. Bring your girl. She can hold some shoes for you.
For real.
That's bae for life if she does that.
If she loves you, she'll hold pairs for you.
She'll hold shoes for you while you sell them and talk to your friends.
That's it.
We know, because that's what our girls do when we have events. And they do all the work and we just hang around and have fun.
Talk to friends.
Yeah, exactly. If you're in Toronto on April 27th, stop by Soul Exchange Canada at the Metro Toronto Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, time for our second Soul Poll of the week. I forgot to stop the timer from NSR.
That's okay.
So this one is meant to lead us into our main discussion topic this week, which is a good one. So we're talking about consignment and resale shops this week as a foreshadow into next week's episode, which I'm assuming we'll announce probably this week because it's a special one, but we're not going to say it on the show because I don't know for sure. But you can probably guess by the subject matter where we're going to be next week on Tuesday. So the Soul Poll we asked yesterday was, given the opportunity, would you rather open a retail shop or a resale / consignment shop? What do you guys think? Assuming the startup cost and all of that was the same, it was just carte blanche, which one would you do?
I'd probably still do retail. Just because I feel like it's more consistent. You can reach a wider customer base in a sense. But at the same time, like, I don't know, man, with Plus hitting up the malls and stuff, like, it's definitely getting more mainstream. So you never
know.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. I would say it's based on location, man. You could have a retail spot.
You could have a retail spot in a bad location and a resale spot in a good location.
Yeah. So, and it would totally make a big difference. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know anymore.
Mm. What about you, Joel? What do you think? What would you choose?
I'd probably still do the retail as well.
Really?
Just because it's like, you know, it's the safe. It's the safe, I guess, like, you know, the safe median kind of thing. It's like, you know, you're not going to lose. You're going to gain, but not as much.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But yeah, so.
I feel like there's less work.
Yeah.
There's less work in the retail just because the brands send you stuff as opposed to resell, where you kind of have to go hunting or you kind of have to have people who do that for you already.
Yeah.
And there's a chance that you still pay not retail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's pros and cons to both. Again, with a resale shop, you only have what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to carry any of the crappy stuff.
Yeah.
So if it's all exclusive Hypebeast stuff you want, then that's what you're gonna have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, pros and cons, man.
I don't know. Cause with retail shops, you're forced by whatever big brand, whether it be Nike, Adidas, to carry inline stuff as well.
Yeah.
That's why obviously boutiques don't just have heat 24/7. Yeah. They have to have the inline, whatever stuff as well. I think I would do resale, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like just from working in a boutique sized retail shop for 2 years, I think I was there. It's not fun, man. Mm-hmm. Like, from the ownership side, I'm sure it's a great time, but as in, like, it's a grind. Like, you guys were talking about how it's steady money. Like, at times, it's really not. Like, like we said, a lot of the business is coming from hype stuff or, like, the cool quote-unquote stuff. Yeah. It's not the inline stuff, so 6 out of 7 days of the week, except for Saturday morning releases, you're struggling or scraping by to sell Cortezes and Air Forces and Air Max 270s and inline Adidas Superstar shell toes or whatever. And like you said, resale, you have the opportunity to sell whatever you want, first of all. You're not really held down by the brands in the sense that you do what you want. Like, if you say, I'm selling this for this much, I'm making as much as I want, like, the brand, you're given MSRP, and that's what you sell it for.
Facts.
Like, the Nike Air Mag could come out and retail at $300, and your cost to buy it was $150, and you're making $150, and the kids who line up outside your store are making $7,000 on each pair, and you're like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine how frustrating that would be, and I think we've talked about this before with backdoors, like, that's why I don't blame stores for doing it in the first place.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I think if you were, I mean, it obviously takes a lot of work either way, but if you were given the means, you could potentially not have to line up. Like, I wouldn't assume people who have their own resale store line up outside stores.
No, or, I'm pretty sure they already got their people.
Yeah, they have like a plug or people are coming in with stuff. Yeah. Like, but yeah, just, I don't know. I see more sustainability, it's sad to say, in the resale side rather than retail. Because retail is volatile AF right now.
Yeah.
Like, scary, like, very scary, because the consumer is demanding it. Like, the consumer only wants cool shit.
Yeah.
Like, boutiques aren't selling inline stuff anymore at all.
No, like, they're not. I walked in the Capsule and they had, like, their whole sneaker wall was premium stuff.
Yeah, and it's all on sale probably, like, because no one's buying.
Yeah. like they had every Air Max you could look for.
Yeah.
They had all the premium New Balance, like, all the premium Saucony stuff.
Yeah.
It was just, like, nothing inline, like, that you didn't have to worry about, no Cortezes,
yeah,
no shell toes, no nothing, but at the same time, they're still on the shelves.
Yeah.
So
that's, yeah, people,
crazy.
Like, that's the problem, like, we've touched on many, many times, that's the problem that we've gotten ourselves into, really, as consumers. Like, we only go for the hype stuff, so that's only what stores are selling, so they're only making money every other third Saturday or whatever off of a drop, but then they're struggling to survive, and their sales are, like, horrible because no one else wants anything except for hype stuff.
The hype stuff, yeah.
Like, that's what people are, like, going towards. And then people complain about back doors, but the stores have no choice but to back door to keep their doors open and their front door open because no one's buying anything else.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
It's an interesting time. But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I think that resale is more stable in a sense because you buy your own stuff. You're only selling the hype stuff. Like, people are coming in and everything is cool.
Yeah, quote, you unquote, only care what people want.
Yeah, so. Or you have a Keymaster machine and you probably make $1,000 a day for a friggin'
That's true too,
game.
Yeah, facts.
Like, those things make a dumb amount of money.
Yeah.
So what do you think our followers thought about this soul poll? Do you think they would rather open a retail store or a resale store?
It's like a 60-40.
For which side?
For retail.
Retail?
You think that they'd rather do retail? You think they'd rather do resale?
Yeah.
I mean, I should have guessed first, but I looked. So the percentage, Album Was Closed, is 66-34 on the side of retail.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But
if it's like, okay, retail in terms of mom and pop, I don't know how well that's going to do.
Yeah.
But if it's like retail that you're opening a store up with like an already big company. Then you might be okay.
In my mind, when I think about it as in opening your own store, I'm like, from the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, you are Capsule opening Capsule. You are Livestock opening Livestock. Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like, it's a grind. Yeah. We should definitely have one of the, because we're friends with a lot of those guys, we should have one of them on, because I think that would be a really interesting and probably sad episode, because they probably have some sad stories about working overnights and not sure if they're going to make it, and they might have to close down. Like, it's scary. Inconsistent, but hey, I'm sure they love what they do because that's the dream, right?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Secret store. So into the main topic. That was a very good discussion just off the soul pool. We're going to be talking about consignment shops and resale shops.
Ooh.
Obviously, the resale community is booming.
Oh yeah,
as they say now.
Hell yeah,
like crazy. like we said, even more than the retail side. So first off, Joel, why don't you tell us what a consignment, actually, what is a resale shop? What is a resale slash consignment shop? What do they do?
I think they help you sell the shoe. Let's say like I walk in there and like, yo, I want to sell these shoes. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, okay, just, we're going to take like, you know, 15% cut mm-hmm. of whatever we sell it at. And they help you sell the shoe.
Yeah.
But they get a cut.
Correct.
So you're not going to get the full amount.
Like a commission.
Almost. Yeah. So it's like they're helping you resell the shoe.
Yep. And then resale, they would just buy it from you.
Yeah.
They'll just buy it. Or they have their own stock that is theirs.
Yeah. So but it's not going to be at the price that you're going to be wanting
never.
To sell them at. Yeah.
It never is. No. So, Alvin, in a sense, what do they do?
What do they do?
Yeah. What do they do and how do they do it?
Mm-hmm. Well, for the most part, from what I could see, is you tend to have a crew. Mm-hmm. Or a group of like-minded individuals who are about that resell life. Mm-hmm. You essentially line up for, you know, the releases you want in your store, purchase them hopefully at retail, or if you have that plug or if you have that backdoor dude, you pay a little bit extra to secure your size runner or what have you.
Yep.
And then you put it up in your store and make a profit, essentially. And yep. then should there be anything else that you can see for a good price or sell or purchase for a good price, you purchase that too, because then you know you'll have a customer walk into your store, hop on your website or whatever, and pay premium prices for it, pretty much.
I think that's a super common misconception too. Like, even just with resellers in general, like if you're a good reseller, not all the pairs you're getting are at retail price.
Yeah.
Like I think NetMag, like he's obviously a good friend of the show and we follow him very closely, but he's very open about like, he doesn't pay retail for a lot of his shoes. Like he pays resale. You just have to be able
to. But like bulk resale.
Yeah, bulk resale, yeah. But even still you're paying.
But it's still like a lot.
A lot, yeah. yeah. And you have to be conscious enough about the market to be able to think, okay, these could go for this much in 2 months or this much in a year. Or if I pay this much for 30 pairs and I sell them individually, I could make this much. Like,
yeah, you got to think about the bigger picture as opposed
to. Yeah.
Like how much that one pair is going to get
you. Yeah, like the reseller is the guy who's like lining up, buying it for retail, mm-hmm. flipping it. Like, yeah. I don't see a reseller as the guy who's like gauging markets and being like, no. Hey, I'm going to stock up on these unions yeah. and they're going to go up $1,000 in 3 months. Like, yeah. He's not that guy.
No.
And then just some examples of a few. Obviously, I can think of Plus. What else is there? Even just, well, there's the big one is Flight Club.
Mm-hmm. Stadium Goods.
Yep.
UN.
Urban Necessities. Yep. Yeah. Locally, there's Essential Toronto. Yeah. Essentials. Yeah.
Essentials.
Out This World.
Out This World in Mississauga. Yeah.
What's that Hamilton joint? There's a bunch of like vintage shops who
yeah,
do,
there is, yeah.
who do consignment as well.
Oh, there's Vintage Retrust. There's Rerun. In Vintage Retrust. Yeah. yeah. There's a bunch of them. Yeah. And resale obviously doesn't have to be only shoes. Like there's a lot of market for Supreme, vintage stuff, all that kind of stuff. Okay. So that's our little basis. That's our baseline. Now everybody listening knows what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So do you think that, how do they affect the sneaker world as a whole? Like, is there any impact? How do they affect it? Because if it's a consignment shop, you could say that we're doing it or they or somebody is doing it to themselves in the sense that people complain about there's resale value. They complain about the resellers. They complain about the backdooring. Mm. But they're also supporting them because they're the ones bringing in their shoes to consign at the store or they're the ones going into the store to buy it.
Yeah.
Like they're providing a service at the end of the day.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. And some people for a really good cause, like we said about NetMag, who helps a lot of people get a lot of shoes they would never be able to own with, whether it be his raffles or just being a helpful guy.
Yeah.
But do you guys think that, like, how do they affect the sneaker world as a whole, just in general? Positively, negatively, neutrally? Is there any effect?
True to size, episode one, Alvin Quincy would have said, fuck those guys. Like my Toronto mans would have come out and been like, yo, they're ruining the ting, dog. Mm. But to be honest, episode 56.
We are.
Correct. Alvin Quincy. I appreciate them, man. Because especially after having a kid and not being able to line up, not being able to afford sneaker is, it's kind of like a layaway.
Mm. Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Of course it does.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you mean.
So like, you know how much the shoe is. Like, you're not necessarily going there and be like, yo, can I pay you installments right now? Mm-hmm. It's more like, you know how much the shoe is going to cost you. You can save up for it or sell shoes to get to that specific goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're grinding just as much as anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
If not more so. If I really wanted that shoe, I would have put it on a credit card, or I would have done something to attain that sneaker. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Yeah.
So I can't really get mad at what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've just gotten less salty. More appreciative.
Definitely. Your mind has just been opened.
Yeah.
You're critically analyzing
people change
in different ways. Yeah.
I change.
Guys. Things change. People change. Feelings change too.
Yeah. Yeah. Real talk.
I agree. I think my perception has definitely changed since we've been, I mean, we're very close with a bunch of them now.
Mm.
And they're not all bad guys. There are, of course, a lot of shitty resellers. Don't get me wrong. There's those scuzzy guys who are cutting in line and getting all their friends to come sign up for 30 raffle tickets or whatever. It sucks to see it, but you know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely have an effect on the sneaker world as a whole, just driving up price, obviously, and demand and hype and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
they've helped to curate a new part-time job.
Very true.
Yeah.
Because all these 15, 16 year olds. Yeah.
Get your money, bro.
Now. Yeah, but unfortunately, they're doing it in the wrong way.
That's the problem.
Like,
yeah.
You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not smart like these resellers. If I was 15, 16, I would try to do some research and ask questions as opposed to just trying to do it myself. Mm-hmm. Because man, waiting 12 hours.
To make $50 or whatever.
That's not minimum wage, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not making anything.
In that sense, yeah. They're dumb.
Yeah.
But I mean, you live and learn, right?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's changed because there's always been resale. Everything has resale on it. Friggin' property. Every time you buy a house, you're paying resale for a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's brought sneakers into the mainstream for sure.
Yeah.
Whether it be stores collaborating with resale shops or whatever, whether it be these crazy extravagant displays that they can put up, like Flight Club in LA has that huge wall of left feet.
It's just
Flight Club in Brooklyn, or sorry, on Broadway, where it's just an entire store of just crazy shoes shrink wrapped on the wall. They're bringing it to the mainstream, which is obviously, I think, helping the community as a whole. There's a lot of people who complain sneakers aren't fun anymore, sneakers aren't what they used to be, but you don't want it to be what it used to be, man. In all honesty, as a Canadian sneakerhead who's been doing it for 10 years now, and I'm sure you guys can attest to the same thing, I don't want it to be like it used to be. I don't want to have to buy everything from Soul Collector forums. I don't want stuff to be super hard to find. I want to have it at my fingertips. I want to be able to go on StockX and find it and honestly, StockX is the benchmark now. Like, for a brand new pair of shoes, no seller is going to sell it for less than StockX, and no buyer is going to buy it for more than StockX.
Yeah.
Because why? Like I said, it's at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. It makes it easy. It's levels everything.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're talking used stuff where obviously there's a little bit of leverage and leeway, but it's so easy now. If you're selling something, you can go on StockX, you can check, you can minus the fees and everything, but you're this is selling for $300 minus fees. I'm going to net $250. You can post it up locally for $250. If no one wants it, I'm gonna sell it on StockX for $250. There's no letting stuff sit on Kijiji for 3 weeks trying to sell it. There's no trying to buy stuff off Soul Collector forums and then getting a dispute filed on PayPal because someone's trying to scam you. This is it's honestly, it's what a time to be alive. I think Joel, what do you think?
Oh, definitely, it's much better now than it was back then. Yeah.
Yep.
That's definitely for sure. And if you do have the money to travel, kudos on you.
Yeah.
Cause I know a lot of guys are I want to travel here and pick up my shoes down there. And it's all about you know what I mean? If you got the time to do that, do you, man.
You're blessed. Because,
because right now it's
resale shouldn't matter to you at that point.
Exactly, man. It's 10 times easier now than it was back then, that's for sure. And it's a positive thing, and you just gotta roll with it, man. That's all it is.
No one likes paying more than they have to for shoes.
It's something you can't
nobody
stop.
Does, yeah.
No,
you don't see people saying, fuck, I guess you do see people saying, fuck the housing market, but No one's saying boycott the housing market. You got to live somewhere.
Yeah.
Like if you want the shoe, you can't boycott. Like it's going to sell to somebody else. Like it's not boycotting it is not going to affect it. Like just kind of accept it. Do what you can to maybe buy a used pair and save a little bit of money. But like it's here to stay, and it sucks because everyone has to pay more, but it's got a lot of positives to it.
Yeah.
So like, what are you going to do? And like we said, from the business side, like the brands obviously love it because stuff is selling out like never before.
Yeah.
Like outlet pairs have resale value on them now. Like it's an international, like it's globalization in the sneaker sense where like there's no market for it here, but stuff hits the outlet and then it sells out because it's a huge market in Asia. So all the Asian guys will go to the outlet, buy 40 pairs of it and sell it in Asia. And then Nike's like, sweet, we just sold a bunch of Air Jordan 1 mids and then we didn't care about. And they can make more and then they can sell more. And then there's more pairs for you and I. So like from the business and consumer side, it's sick. From the culture side, obviously, it's kind of iffy. But even in the same way, like it depends on the person for sure. Like, if you talk about someone, like we said, that guy who's lining up for $50 overnight compared to somebody like Net Magnetism, who's helping people, like, he's making money. Like, don't get me wrong. His $11 raffles, he's probably making $500 per raffle, and he does one every day. Just do the math, first of all. But he's helping people get something for $11 in the most legit way possible. Like,
and the runner-up prizes, like, yo, are you really going to get mad for paying $11 for a pair of Air Forces?
Hell to the no.
That you're just going to beat up anyway?
Like, bro,
it's $11, bro.
That's even 90% that, that's off. The thing, though. You could sell that on StockX.
Yeah.
Everything is on StockX. Yeah. Sell it on StockX for $50.
Yeah.
Who cares? You made $40.
Yeah, that's like, another four raffle tickets. Like, you're straight.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, never get mad at $40. Free money is free money. So, yeah, it definitely goes both ways, but I think overall it's positive. If you out there don't agree with us, then definitely let us know because it's always up for discussion. It's always up for debate.
You guys already know I know the negative side. Yeah. Listen to the first few episodes.
We've all been there. Yeah.
I was salty. Been there. But you got
to
grow up.
It definitely depends on who you're around to and who you're exposed to.
Yeah.
Like we're very close to, we're going to keep using them as an example, but NetMag is a very good friend.
Yeah.
So we might be a little biased in that sense.
And then we have another really good friend. Who's going to be doing some things. So,
yeah.
No.
Just know.
Just know.
Not to say that we are for reselling. I don't know if we would say we overall are pro reseller. But we are definitely pro what it can be if done correctly.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to phrase it.
For the culture.
For the culture. In a good way. So how do you guys think the perception has changed about reselling? I mean, we kind of just covered it a little bit.
I mean, definitely more in a positive light for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Like very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like once you guys start paying bills, once you start having a mortgage, once all this other crap starts to pile up on you and you just can't cop stuff at retail whenever you want.
You don't have that bankroll. Yeah.
You'll get it. Right, Guzzo?
Yeah, man. That's for sure.
Yep. That's when you'll start making the list.
Yeah.
And you'll start waiting for 3 months and you'll put $20 in a jar every week and you'll hit up a reseller and be like, hey, can I buy your shoes?
Yeah.
And then tell us you're saying fuck resellers.
Real talk.
When you're making them money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's definitely looks a lot fancier now. It looks a lot more bougie. Like even I can just remember when we were coming up or when I was coming up at least, and it was like Soul Collector forums and like even Flight Club, like it just seemed like that dirty thing. Like no one wanted to admit they paid resale on a shoe. No one wanted to say they paid Flight Club price.
Yeah.
But now Flight Club is like one of the sickest stores. Like it's beautiful. Yeah. Even our friend Shaheen opening ODTO.
OD.
That's a beautiful store.
Yeah.
And it's all resale. It's all consignment.
Yeah.
They used to be so dirty. And like now people are posting StockX tags on their shoes. Like they're proud of
it. Proud of it. Yeah. They're rocking them in the mall.
Yeah. Like look what I got. Look what I got from StockX. Like it's a cool thing.
It's verified from StockX. Yeah. It's real.
Take that off your shoe, dog.
Yeah. That's a side note. Just take that off your shoe, bro. Put it in the shoe box like everyone else. Hang tags on shoes? Yes or no?
No.
Let's do that really quickly. None at all.
For me, it's like annoying because like when you're walking, it's like it hits.
It flops around, man.
And you could feel it on your foot.
So no hang tags at all. Not Jordan 3, not Jordan 1, not those little fancy ones.
Nothing.
It's annoying. Off-white, no zip ties. Would you do the zip tie?
No.
Did you do the zip tie?
I tried the zip tie and it was annoying.
It's so big and bulky.
And I feel like it catches sometimes. Yeah, depending on what side of your foot it's on. No, nothing like that.
Man. I think we're all against hang tags. Yeah, okay, good. Glad we're on the same.
It's like a sticker on your fitted.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It was cool when I was in high school, and it's not anymore.
No, it's
same
not.
Same with like hang tags. Yeah,
I was dumb in high school.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Same with hang tags. I would probably. I think that high school me was wearing hang tags.
Did you
the
keep
shoes.
The price tag on though?
The under one?
Yeah,
no, I didn't do that. I kept the circle one the underneath circle, the brim, yeah, yeah, the MLB yeah. one. Yeah. The yes, top one was
that
on
that one, but yeah. the size one, like the size, or the, if it says like adjustable, like
the barcode or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Or the size sticker,
yeah.
On top,
yeah.
Oh, I kept that on.
No, I started taking them off.
See, the problem, I take them off now for sure, like, bro. That comes out before I even leave the store. but the problem with keeping it on, I think there's still people who do it.
Yeah.
Is if you ever decide to take it off, that one circle is the cleanest and unfaded,
yeah.
and like it looks like it just came out of the factory. It's yeah. so clean. So you once
it's
you
just a patch, just
once like it's the, yeah, the once it's for patch. Like a couple weeks, you have to keep it on forever because yeah. you're screwed.
Yeah. yeah, that's it. You're done.
That was a good little tangent. Yeah. So where do you think that these shops can go? Like we've talked about Plus at our good friend Andy's store.
Yorkdale, is in Yorkdale. How are you in a mall?
We like, talked about
crazy.
That's crazy.
Urban Necessities JC potentially opening in Yorkdale.
Yorkdale too,
we're think, talking yeah. about Queen Street West with ODTO. We're talking about Foot Locker and Goat collaborating. Mm-hmm. We're talking about UN and American Eagle collaborating. Like, where is this going to go? Where is it going to stop? Is it going to stop?
Sky's the limit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, yeah, sky's the limit.
Because the thing is, I see that they're flourishing mm-hmm. and I see that, like, these brands are collaborating with stores and, like, they're starting to get even bigger than stores, really. Like, obviously, people would rather shop at Flight Club mm-hmm. or StockX than Foot Locker. Like, it's kind of switching. Like, it's flipping the script. Like, Foot Locker is like, meh.
Yeah.
Like, when I go to a mall, I'm not going to Foot Locker anymore. If I'm being real, I don't go to Foot Locker. I'll go to Plus if yeah. I'm at Yorkdale. So that's obviously a problem in itself, just that perception in your mind. Like, I don't want to go to Foot Locker. I want to go to Plus. Because yeah. where are these shoes coming from mm-hmm. is the real question. Like, if Foot Locker goes out of business, Plus goes out of business.
Yeah.
Like, if livestock and capsules stop selling regular price stuff and they can't stay open, who's getting the tier zero stuff in Toronto?
Fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a unsustainable thing we've set up for ourselves. So I don't know if the sky's the limit, to be honest, because it's tough. It's so fragile.
Sky's the limit if you can keep getting the right product.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta be able
the right
to know
product anymore. Yeah.
Well, look at Shaheen right now.
Yep.
How much Supreme shit does he have? Supreme's always...
All of it.
Yeah. I feel like Supreme will always be that brand.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's getting bigger. Like, it's
that's
not
what
getting
I mean.
Any smaller.
So yeah. I feel like if you can just read it in that way... Because, like, man, like, he invested what? Did you see those bins and bins?
A lot of zeros.
Bins and bins yeah. and bins and just bins of fucking Supreme shit.
Yeah.
And it's, like, good... Like, it's not even, like, yeah. stuff people don't want.
Yeah.
It's stuff people want. And... stuff that people will pay for.
Yeah.
So it's like if you can keep reading, I mean, Supreme's always Supreme, but if you can read the market and just have the hypest stuff in your hype store, I mean, there's nothing to stop you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These resellers are evolving.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. Like, they have evolved.
They're becoming businessmen.
They're businessmen. Like, they are NetMag, who works on Bay Street during the day at a financial firm. Like, they are like, people who have been in the industry for a long time.
Yeah, people who know what it is, man.
There's people who, like, are bankers and investors, and they're like, okay, I can see how this could work. Like, they're putting money down so that the money will go up. They're literally investing in sneakers. So I think that small-time guy is going to start to get phased out soon, for sure.
Like the small reseller?
Yeah, the guy who's lining up. Like, there's no need.
Yeah. Mm.
There's no need to go to him. There's no need for him to even exist.
Yeah.
If you have enough big resale stores and you have enough big resellers, then what's that little kid, like, unfortunately, what's he going to do, first of all? Like, he's not going to get
a pair. If your store doesn't look like Plus, if it doesn't look like Urbanist, if it doesn't look like Mag Park, if it doesn't look like
Stadium
any of those
goods,
stores, like
these beautifully lit,
that's
like,
your competition, right?
Multi-million dollar spots. Yeah. Like,
as much as I want to support the mom and pop, like, dog, I'm supporting my homies first.
It's tough, man. It's super tough. So I definitely think it's fragile because, like I said, like, if Foot Locker goes out of business, then you're going out of business.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you're going to survive just off of old shit alone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. I'm interested to see what happens. I definitely, my next question was going to be, do you think they've peaked? And I don't think so yet, but no. I think it may come to that point where it doesn't necessarily peak, but it'll plateau at its peak.
Yeah.
And then it could go either way.
But even, I feel like when in, with the consignment shop, even at their peak, or at its peak, it's still going to flourish. Because when you're at the peak, it's like everyone's going to know what the hell you are.
Yeah.
It's going to be more mainstream. Mm-hmm. It's like sneakers, man. Like, sneakers right now are at its peak. Everyone's a sneakerhead.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing because everyone's...
No, very true.
...into sneakers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm. I think the consumer has to decide if it's at its peak or not. Like, it's up to us. It's up to people listening. It's up to people... who are actually consuming and buying this stuff, like not the people who are buying it and selling it.
Yeah.
It's people who are buying it and keeping it to decide. Like, if we decide collectively that unions, just honestly, fuck that $1,200 union money, I'd rather buy 12 different white Air Forces. Then, like, we decide. Like, that's it. And then it'll drive the price down. It'll make Foot Locker's business do better and make pluses, or I don't know, we keep using pluses.
When celebrities can stop influencing people, that's when it's going to happen.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's always going to be something, man. Like, they're always going to... It's a cycle, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're always going to see Travis rock some SBs.
That's 2019.
You're always going to see somebody rocking some J's.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be always seated to them because they want it to get big. I mean, the only shoe that I didn't... That kind of surprised me this year was the Atmos
Air Max 2 Light.
Yeah. Which is, like, chilling right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely chilling.
You know what I mean? So... I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll definitely be an interesting time in sneakers in the next couple of years. Mm. But I feel like we said that a couple of years ago.
Straight.
I don't know. Yeah. If we keep saying it till the day we die, then I guess they did a good job.
We're older, though, so it's like...
We are older.
It's weird.
It is very weird for us. We came up at an interesting time. Yeah. We saw it, like... We did what the world did in the 19th century. Like, in the 1900s or whatever, like 1905, they didn't even have TV. They were taking horses everywhere.
They had flip-flops, no?
They had,
some sort of boots.
Yeah, they had, like, none.
Clogs.
Yeah.
They didn't have none. They didn't have telephones. I don't think they had nothing. And then in 1999, you have freaking HDTV.
Yeah.
And DVDs. Internet. And cars. And internet. Like,
internet.
I think that the time that we came... up, or the time that we've been in sneakers has been that time, like the Renaissance. That's a good way.
Yo, none of these kids will ever know about squigglies,
squigglies.
On the TV, like late night squigglies. Because all y'all have it in the palm. You have everything in the palm of your hand.
We're
right
trying
now.
To blow into an N64 cartridge to make it work. Yeah.
Well, N64 like Nintendo, bro.
NES. Yeah.
Like.
They're trying to hit it. That's when you actually had to hit stuff to make it work. Yeah. Now it doesn't make any sense. If you saw someone sitting in the library hitting their laptop, you'd be like, why are they trying to break their laptop? But 20 years ago, if you saw someone hitting their TV, you'd be like, oh, they're trying to fix it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Yeah. But the time that we've come up, as I'm trying to get my thought focused, like this past even 10 years has been like the renaissance of sneakers.
Yeah, man.
Like it's been, everything has happened. We've been from Kijiji and local stuff and Nike Talk, which was like the most primitive of primitive blogs, to StockX, which is literally a marketplace for sneakers. We've gone to these huge sneaker boutiques and huge reselling stores. Like it's what a time to be alive in sneakers right now.
Facts.
So yeah. We're at that peak. This is Y2K right now.
Y2K.
We're not sure if the world's going to explode in 2020, the sneaker world's going to explode in 2020, or if it's just going to get better.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what our collections look like in a year.
Yeah, we'll see.
A couple years.
We'll do a recap next April 4th. What is it? It's not April 4th. Doesn't matter. That was good talk, though. We'll recap this in a year or so when we're on episode 190,000.
112.
That's double, right?
Yeah.
It's times two.
56.
But there's 54 weeks in a year. That doesn't even make sense. Why would it double? 110.
112, exactly. 112.
110. It doesn't even make sense.
Because it's episode 112.
Sure.
56.
Sure. We'll do a DJ Clark Kent episode. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he'll be on, no?
Yeah. By that time, we'll have Clark Kent on the episode. Superman and DJ Clark Kent. Both of them. This is definitely the time to wrap it up. So thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use as a forum and sell stuff and also connect with you guys. That is CGS Talk. It's facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. We've got a website that we post our reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is CanadaGotSoul.ca on the internets. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. Mm. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
Je m'appelle Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
We have been Canada Got Soul. Thank you to listening to us talk about sneakers for 56 episodes, and please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are out. That was a deep episode. An hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah. That was felt short, but it was good. Yeah.
True.
That was good talk.
Facts.
Good talk.
That was good French, man.
Yeah, that was good.
That's good. Bon job. Bon job.
Merci beaucoup. Bon job. Bon job. Bon job.